Shalom and Calvary greetings. This morning we want to reflect on the drifting of a vessel. It is important to be aware that a vessel needs to be docked. In speaking about a vessel here, we are looking at a ship. You know, a ship sits on the waters and there will always be winds that blowing, and when this vessel is not anchored, this ship is going to be tossed to and fro and it will start moving without direction until it is lost. So a vessel needs to be docked for it not to drift. And here we are speaking about the vessel of the mind, your thoughts. Now let us look at an example of one person. You know, he was a good vessel. He had a good mind, an inspired mind, a servant of God. And he was a prophet, and he was also a worshiper. And let us see what happened to his vessel of the mind at one time. We find this in 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, and verse 30. If you have a Bible, just get your Bible and read along with me. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Our focus is on Asaph. I believe many of us are acquainted with that name. He wrote down a number of psalms which we read in the book of Psalms. And not only him, but his children. He had such a testimony which had a wonderful influence on his family. And so God would give him songs which were inspired, and to this day they are now part of the scripture. We also read about his testimony in 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 1. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, and with cymbals. And the number of the workmen according to their service was of the sons of Asaph, Zachar and Joseph and Nethaniah, and Asherah, the sons of Asaph, under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. So, what a wonderful life he had. God would use him to prophesy through musical instruments and through these inspired words which made up the Psalms. Now, when you look at this record, this is not a kind of musician we have today. You know, today people are called artists, and really there's just more art than real inspiration. It's just a matter of composing songs which can enthuse, you know, an audience. That is much of what has come out of Pentecostalism. But that is not Asaph. Asaph was inspired. He was a seer. And what a wonderful testimony. However, even as great as his testimony was, one day winds started blowing on the vessel of his mind. Thoughts entered his mind, which, according to his own testimony, he said he almost slipped, he almost backslid. Yeah, such things can happen even to people who believe they're strong and they are standing. Let us hear his testimony on how his vessel almost drifted away. We find this testimony in Psalm 73. We shall read from verse 2. And I am reading it from NIV, so that I love the way the words are simplified and it's easy to understand what he is bringing to us. Verse 2, Psalm 73, verse 2. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. This is a servant of God speaking. His vessel was being tossed by a puff of wind. What puff of wind was this? He continues, verse 3, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. So Asaph started looking at these people who are wealthy and how they were not as prayerful as he was. They didn't have the commitment, the dedication that his children had. And somehow some questions began to pop up in his mind. In verse 4, he says, they have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. Obviously, he would look at himself. I imagine he could have, he wasn't looking as healthy as these people were looking. These people he was admiring were looking chubby. But he started thinking, these people do not even have the fear of God, but their bodies look so good. Verse 5, they are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. You know, he used to wonder, these people are so wicked, the kind of stories we hear about them. But it seems they just live a carefree life. They have prosperity. Their businesses are thriving. He looks at himself. It's the total opposite. Committed, but yet his life was a struggle. In verse 8, they scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Verse 11, they say, how would God know? Does the Most High know anything? Verse 12, this is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. And now, here comes a thought which was very poisonous, which was very discouraging to him. Verse 13, surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments. So I hope we're getting aware that the beautiful Psalms we read in the book of Psalms are not out of lives which were perfect, where God just blessed them every moment here and then. There was a real life behind the Psalms we read. There were real minds which were tempted the way you could be tempted. Asaph reaches a point of thinking, is there profit in what I'm doing? In the fastings I'm committed to, I'm looking at the struggles I'm going through, and it seems God is silent. And here was the error. He was trying to compare himself to these people's lives. Hear me, child of God. Life is not a competition with anyone. The only competition you should have in life is against the purpose God has put in your life. The competition you have is against time, which is depleting off your hands. Like Paul of old, he said, I have run, I've fought a good fight. Your blessing, even your judgment, lies in the calling, the purpose God has invested in you. How committed are you to fulfilling that? Remember, it has a date stamp on it. It has a time stamp on it. You won't live forever as in this time. There will be a time which will come and you have to leave this world. That's what you should be racing against. And when Asaph was thinking about this, in verse 15 he says, if I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. Yeah. You know, there are certain thoughts you could have. You just have them within you. And sometimes you feel, well, they're just in your heart and you try to conform, but there are certain doubts and questions in your heart for which you think if you bring them out, they could cause another person to stumble. Here's something you need to know. Your thoughts are very loud in heaven. And the great light of God knows everything about them. He knows when you are weak. He knows when you are weary. He knows when your ship is being tossed over the waters. In verse 16, he says, when I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply. So this is really something which was going on in his mind. And in verse 17, till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. You know what? As Asaph was thinking and thinking over these things, he just thought, let me go to the house of God. Let me go in prayer. Let me go meditate. Let me go hear something there. And so he said, till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. A revelation came forth to his heart and mind. Who are these people you desire? What is going on in your mind? And then he had this revelation. Surely you place them on slippery ground. He realized what seems to be prosperity to these ungodly people. It is actually God who has put them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. What looks like prosperity is actually a slippery ground which is leading those people to destruction because of the arrogance of their heart. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors? They're like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you despise them as fantasies. You know, when someone dies, like many people who've had near-death experiences, many will say when you cross over the other side, it is more real than this physical reality, what we call reality. And you feel searched, you feel checked, you are all alone. Suddenly, whatever wealth you had, it really means nothing there. So we don't analyze life, what we call success or failure, based on this material world. There's a real world, there's a real life, which starts when one crosses the grave or death. And in verse 22, he confesses, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. He realizes his foolishness. He realizes the foolishness of his thoughts. And he says, yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. Now, that's the anchor, brothers and sisters. That's the anchor, his hand which holds us. But let us remember where he found that hand when he went to the house of God, to the sanctuary. Never give up the habit of gathering with brethren. Therein you'll find your strength and your comfort and your encouragement. You will hear a word spoken just in season, which will help you. Okay, let me conclude. He says in verse 24, you guide me with your counsel and afterwards you take me into glory. Yeah. So a believer has no loss. The present life could be a struggle, but you have no loss. There's everything to gain after this present world. In verse 25, whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. When he had the revelation, he just lost taste of these earthly worldly things. He was looking forward to that time when I'll be taken into glory, when I'll gain heaven. Child of God, as you begin your day today, possess the vessel of your mind. Don't let it drift. Don't allow unhealthy thoughts to grow in you. They'll produce weeds. They'll produce poison, which will cause you to sleep. By God's grace, Asaph did not sleep. But in the opening words of his testimony, he says, as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. Don't lose your foothold. Shalom, and God bless you.